Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
One of the unbelievable guys, and I say this, one of the guys that you wouldn't like to debate, you know? It would be pleasant afterward, but it's brutal in the hand-to-hand combat, is Bill Donahue, who is the president of the Catholic League, making news today because of his statements about the detrimental effects, particularly on many African-Americans, of Black Lives Matter. Bill joins us here in Philadelphia on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Bill, how have you been?
Very good. How you been, Dom? Thank you for the lead-in.
Very, very well. Well, I mean that. You know, we were talking yesterday. If I wanted somebody to prepare me for a debate, Trump is having Christie. Nobody better in the ring. But Bill Donahue is right there, because it's when you're passionate about something, it's like me. It's hand-to-hand combat. You know, you're it's physical.
You're the best, buddy.
All right. So, Bill, why today, then, do you issue these thoughts, observations on Black Lives Matter? What triggered that?
Well, I'm glad you asked that question, because to some extent it's personal and to some extent it's professional. Let me deal with the professional. I deal with anti-Catholicism, but we obviously were against all forms of bigotry. On the question of the personal, back in the 1970s, I had the opportunity to work in a very rough neighborhood in Spanish Harlem, where my students were Black and Puerto Ricans. I worked in a Catholic elementary school, which was demonstrably different from the public school across the street, which had to be closed. Then in the 1980s and 90s, I was the athletic coach, the faculty advisor on athletics, basically basketball and to a lesser extent baseball, dealing with the students, making sure that they did their work the right way. I had an opportunity to engage myself with an awful lot of the Black students on the campus and their friends as such. So I feel very comfortable as an Irishman, as a white guy, being around African Americans and Latinos, and I've had some great experiences with them. So it really does bother me, and also professionally, when I see that a group which purports to be on the side of Blacks is actually doing everything they can, whether or not they intended or not, that's another matter for somebody else. But what they're doing is everything they're doing is to undermine the aspirations of Black Americans. Black Americans want the cops in their neighborhood. How many? 81%. 61% say they want the same amount of police protection as they had in the past. 20% say they want more police protection. 81% of African Americans want the same level or more cops. That's from the Gallup poll from last week. It's not my opinion. And it all makes sense. If you live in a crime-ridden neighborhood, the cops are not the enemy. I found that out firsthand in Spanish Harlem, and I wish people, particularly white liberals, would listen to what's going on.
Yeah, that's it. Gallup poll's the gold standard, Bill. You're exactly right. And as someone of Irish heritage, the NYPD under fire has to bother. I'm from a cop's family, and it kills me.
Me too.
The heads of the unions there have been Irish cops, the commissioners, many of them are. And it's sad. It's the world's greatest police department, after the Philadelphia Police Department. Sorry, I'm a homer. But it is incredible. And to see that under fire is ridiculous. So are you talking about the organization versus the people? I think the people in the streets, all they get is the motto. They're reinforcing all
right.
Lives matter. The organization is Marxist. And the other part of it is it's anti the nuclear family, which is the key to getting out of all this stuff.
Well, you're absolutely right. And I do think that most Americans, because they're not going to, you know, go on the internet, that kind of study this. They have other things to do in their life, and I respect that. They do, if you expect, I was asked this before on TV, what do you think about the term Black Lives Matter? Well, as an expression, I have no problem with it. Of course, Black Lives Matter. All lives matter. And I understand why blacks are a little more sensitive. They don't want to make it too inclusive because they feel that maybe not enough white people realize that black lives should matter as equals. So I understand that. The problem I have is not with the expression, it's with the organization, which, as you say, wants to destroy the nuclear family. And in terms of undermining blacks, why I say they're such a threat to blacks, they want to defund the police. Somebody just wrote to me and said, well, you haven't got any proof of this. Read it on their website. They have a website with a petition nationally. Let's defund the police. They also want to, as their goal, to let everybody out of prison. We shouldn't have any prisons. Now, if you let people out of prison and if you defunded the police, who would suffer the most? Not the white kids from Park Slope in Brooklyn who come into Manhattan to do their demonstrations. It'd be the average black person who's a good person like the average white person is. They're the ones who'd be victimized.
Exactly.
As a matter of fact, I've said that the Ku Klux Klan would accept this agenda. Empty the prisons, get rid of the cops. That would do exactly what they wanted to do, is to kill off black people. Now, that may not be the motive of Black Lives Matter, but it's just as despicable, nonetheless, that that's the policy result that you get.
Absolutely. Bill, while you're here, too, I wanted to turn to presidential politics. You're second to none as an authority on matters and issues come up around Catholics. And Joe Biden put out a gauzy ad on Sunday. He is a Roman Catholic in good standing, I believe. And Catholics are about 26-27% in the average presidential year, in name only, or real Catholics, of the electorate. And yet, we have this dance here. What does the Catholic League say about vetting people when they brand themselves as Catholic, and yet on the life issue, and maybe even more importantly, let's not even call it the worship issue, let's be blunt, let's call it the Little Sisters of the Poor issue. I don't see how you can wear that brand effectively then.
Right. And let me, and I'm not going to dodge that. I'm going to answer it in a second. I just want the listeners to understand. I try to be fair. What Trump did on August the 6th was wrong. He said that Biden is against God. I immediately put out the following tweet. Trump has no business smearing Biden's personal faith. What he said is indefensible. He should stick to policy matters, not personal ones. And I'm going to write about that today. Now, having said that, in terms of Biden being the Biden campaign is shooting back saying that he's a holy man. I don't have a little holy thermometer that I can test. I don't know how holy he is. I don't want to get into that business. That's between Biden and God and Trump and God. When I make a decision on whether a person is good for Catholics, I'm looking at his record and his policies. I'm looking at the Democratic National 2020 platform, the National Committee platform. I'm looking at Trump's record on religious liberty. There's no comparison. Biden has a very, very thin record in defending religious liberty. Trump has only been there for a few years, and his is extensive. So, I mean, I just wish, you know, everybody has to get out of the gutter and going against the guy on his personal thing. But I have to say, and I'm not going to dodge this, you did raise the question, is Biden in good standing with the Catholic Church? Listeners should know this, and I'll let them make up their own mind. Several priests have denied Holy Communion to Joe Biden, and they don't do that too often. They do it because they believe that from his own record and his voting record, and he's become more rabid in support of abortion and denying the Little Sisters of the Poor their opportunity to not to pay for abortion-inducing drugs in their health care plans. So there's even a real question there as to what his good standing is. Let's give him the benefit of the doubt that he's a devout guy. He says the rosary, all fine and good. But in terms of policy, the guy's
yes.
track record is abysmal.
Well, and the thing that's a killer to me, let's remove the life issue, even though I think it's paramount. And, Bill, the thing that it comes down to, when you say the Hyde Amendment, you're against it now. The Hyde Amendment
right.
was the bulwark against
right.
stopping politics coming into the zone of religion here that we all agree to. That's shocking that Biden, for a long time, either masqueraded or truly believed in moderation on this, he's had to throw himself where the Democrat Party is now. To me, that's out of bounds.
Well, it is out of bounds. I hope the people understand that means that we have to pay in our federal tax money for somebody to have an abortion. And every survey says that, that nobody wants that. And even the Democrats like Biden in the past have gone along that. He's become further and further away from Catholic teachings on that issue and on religious exemptions. He's no good on these issues. So I make my decision here based on policy, not on the piety of the person.
It's not
a piety parade.
No, it's policy. That's what it should always come down to. Where do we find the Catholic League online, Bill?
Yes, CatholicLeague.org. And we have a wealth of information on everything, and nobody needs permission for anything. Whether you like us or you don't like us, all we ask for is attribution and then go with it.
All right, Bill, thank you as always. Stay well and come back soon.
Thank you so much, Tom.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.